everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalima.
Hi, Shrek. How are you?
I'm okay as well. You know, we've had a nice set of episodes with Dr. Celia last week.
We did. And the week before.
Yeah, it was a nice two-parter. So if you guys haven't checked that out, I think you definitely should. You guys covered, you know, mental health as it relates to decluttering as well. And kind of how it manifests. And then you guys talked a lot about the social media toxicity a little bit and how Dr. Celia kind of jumps in and out of social media every now and then. So
yeah, she does, and I see it as well because we follow each other, so I see. Yeah, she's not on it very often, but when she is, she does write some brilliant posts. Like, she's very good. No, it was great, and it was lovely talking to her. Like, she's so on the ball about these things. It was great. And we had exciting news last week as well.
We did. Yeah. We got a very unexpected feature.
Yes, we're in the Herald Tribune in the USA, which is like brilliant. Like, so we're nationally in their newspaper.
Yeah, and I think they did a feature around podcasts to listen to about decluttering and organizing.
Yeah.
And they picked five, and then now it's getting sort of syndicated, I think, to all the different Herald Tribunes.
Yeah, so it started off in Florida, in Sarasota. And then, yeah, no, it's gone to, yeah, it's syndicated to all of their Herald Tribunes nationally.
Yeah, so we'll leave a link to it in the show notes if you guys want to check it out, obviously. And then there are obviously four other podcasts in there as well. But yeah, very cool. Well done, Shane.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And also we have to thank Laurie from Simply Be Organized, who saw the article. She was she has a podcast as well. And she was tagged on it and then tagged us on Instagram and said, you know, you've been mentioned as well. And I was like, wow, I'm chuffed. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Laurie.
So, yes. And thank you to the USA listeners and to whoever is in Herald Tribune who listens to us, who included us in the list. Thank you so much.
Right. Awesome. So what do we have for our listeners today?
So, as you know, I have been doing a whole decluttering of my life, and especially of the furniture in my life, and reorganizing things slowly over the last few months. So, and I talked about it in episode 82 with the aptly named Shalina Declutters episode. And I've been continuing with that. So I now got onto the jewelry section. So I've been doing it slowly but surely. And I thought it would be a nice time to talk about that, because it's actually been quite insightful and also difficult to get the right organizing products. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Awesome. So where does one begin here?
So to begin, obviously, you need to take a look at all your jewelry and to see what you want to keep and what you don't want to keep. So first of all, go for all your jewelry. You know, I actually only wear a few pieces of jewelry nowadays. I don't, you know, I used to buy a lot from, you know, the Topshop, H&M, Primark, cheap jewelry, you know, costume jewelry, and I actually don't wear them very often. So I went through all of that, and I've been given things as well from friends and family, and I just went through all of it, went through the rings, especially earrings, necklaces, and took out all the ones that I didn't like, didn't look good, I'm never going to wear, don't match with any outfits. And I put them all into a bag, and my maid took them. She was very happy. So that all went with that. So, you know, give it to, if you have nieces or children or maids, give it to them, you know. If not, give it to charity. But it's always good to give it away to other people, you know. If it's decent, if it's broken, if it looks, it's lost colour, you know, when it's supposed to be gold or silver and the colour's gone and faded and everything, then it's time to put it in the recycle bin and, you know, or to just to recycle it. If it's broken, obviously put it in the recycle bin for sure.
This is non, like, natural jewelry, right? Like, you're, I mean, stuff that can be recycled, because obviously if it's like actual jewelry, you can actually actual, go deal with it, right?
Yeah, so actual jewelry, put that outside. So if there's any actual jewelry that you have and you actually don't like it anymore, put that to the side. Yeah, we will talk about that, because I did do that recently.
Yeah, so what we're differentiating, of course, is that, like, if you have actual metal jewelry, like, so gold or silver, yeah, stuff, and or could be others, platinum, yeah, and titanium even now. But if you have any of that kind of stuff and you're not wearing it, maybe it's deformed, maybe it doesn't fit you anymore, yeah, set that aside.
Yes.
There's a process to handle that.
Yes.
And this is all the other accessories and other things. You might have little bracelets and things that we all have.
Yeah, exactly. This is a great segue to go into the real jewelry. So the real gold, silver, etc., the ones with gems. Put them aside. If you can't fit into them or you don't like them, put them into a bag and then put them in your handbag and then go to your jewelers. So I have a jeweler here that I've gone to for nearly 20 years, who I love to bits, and they're brilliant. They have redesigned items for me. They, you know, they clean my jewelry for me as well. So it, find all the jewelry as well, not just the ones that you don't like, but also put in a separate bag the jewelry that is tarnished, that needs a bit of a clean, especially like, you know, your white gold, your silver, even your gold, you know, your gems, everything. Some of these jewelers, especially if you go to ones that are regularly, they're lovely. They'll take it from you, clean it, and within a day, and then, you know, you can go and pick it up. I also gave them some of my costume jewelry where the, you know, like necklaces where the bits had fallen off the hooks. I can't explain it. Like, they'd just fallen apart, you know, or the chains needed to be changed. And even though it was costume jewelry, I said, could you please just, you know, because they had the right equipment to fix things. So all that kind of stuff, all the jewelry they needed fixing as well, that was put in a separate bag. So I get, you know, I had that ready to give to them. I had one pendant with a citrine gem in it. And I never wear the pendant. I don't know why I made it into a pendant. And especially gold, because I don't wear gold, yellow gold very often. But it was citrine. And I was like, I really like this gem, but I just don't like the thing. So I went to them and said, look, can you make it into a ring for me? And they went, yeah, we can do that. We'll take it out of the thing. And plus, because you give back the gold, you know, they'll buy the gold from you. It's not much gold, but they'll buy the gold from you. So I got a discount from selling that gold that was in the pendant and getting the new ring made. And it's beautiful. I love it.
Honestly, like, I think it's something that people sometimes forget maybe or don't remember, but you know, when you bought that piece of jewelry or stuff, you probably made a profit on the gold that you got, you know, yeah, that they bought back from you, because obviously you've done it 5 years later or a few years later, and invariably the price of gold, even a little bit, has already gone up.
Yes, exactly.
And so you actually landed up, it's actually a better way. I mean, yes, you will also pay the jeweler to put together this thing, and you pay what they call labor costs here, but it's important to remember that, like, you know, it's a much better way to handle that, those pieces of jewelry, than just have it sit here in a corner. You never use them and they're just sitting there, you know, without much value.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, I found afterwards there's another ring that I have which has a beautiful gem in it, and but it's yellow gold. And I was looking at it going, why did I make it like that? So I'll have to go change that as well. So there is a lot of them. And you can do a lot that you can, what they can do is melt the gold up and then make something else completely for you. Or they can take all the gems out and make something. And they're very good at these jewelers. They have designs in their head, or they have already stuff out there that they can show you and go, well, we can make it like this. And a good thing to do if you have, if you've gotten divorced, and you've got a lot of marriage jewelry, you know, this is a good idea. So especially in our Indian culture and Asian culture and even Arab culture, they give a lot of jewelry for weddings. Now, if you have all this jewelry, and like, even if you haven't got divorced, if you're married, but you have all this big gold jewelry and you're never going to wear it, because when are you going to wear these big sets of jewelry except when you get married? If you're like, what am I going to do with all these sets? You can get that melted down and be made into something else, into several pieces of items that you will actually wear in your day-to-day life. So think about it in that way. So you're not losing anything, you're gaining jewelry that you'll actually appreciate and love. So there's different things you can do with that. So that's to start. So you've done the decluttering and you've done the setup, you know, the deciding what you're going to keep, what you're going to change, and go to the jewelers and do that. And don't leave it languishing in a drawer, these jewelry that needs to, which is broken, that needs to be fixed, and the ones that you don't like and you want to reset and remake. Put them in the car or put them in your handbag straight away so that you can take it and go to the jewelers in the same week. Don't procrastinate on that. Right, so the next step after we've done the cleaning of your jewelry is to select your organizers. So this is the part that I had a bit of a problem with my stuff. So I had a holder to hold my necklaces, which my mom had kindly bought me a long time ago from Marks and Spencer's, which was great until it has like a fluffy bit around the neck of it holding the necklaces, and my new cat decided to grab on it and break the thing. Luckily, super glue saved it, but it wasn't perfect. And I thought, actually, it is a bit twee, and I need to change it. So I've been looking and looking, and I've got, the thing with me is I haven't got a lot of necklaces, but the necklaces I have, like, I've bought a few from Kenya over the years, they're quite chunky, and I do have a lot of chunky necklaces as well that I wear on a regular basis, so you can't, there's a lot of holders that won't hold it properly, and or if you get these organizers that you put in the drawers, there's not enough space to put chunky necklaces. They're designed for the thin, dainty necklaces, and of which I have about three only. So that was not suitable. So I have a countertop now with the drawers that I bought. So I needed to buy a nice looking one that didn't make my countertop look cluttered, which would hold all these necklaces. So I've been looking for months, to be honest, for that. I did finally see something, a great unit from the Container Store in the US. Then I found something similar on Namshi here. But I've been looking on Amazon, I've been looking at Noon, I've been looking at Home Center, I've been going to them, and to Muji. There's so many, and IKEA, there's so many places you can get different kinds of organizers, but to find the right one for your kind of jewelry is more difficult. And I actually did buy something from IKEA to put in the drawer to hold all the necklaces, and because of the chunkiness, it didn't hold it properly. So I literally bought it that day, and because I'd unwrapped it, you can't go back and give it back to IKEA for a refund. So my maid that day was there and saw me doing this whole organizing necklaces and was rolling her eyes at me, and then she saw how it failed miserably, so she got that box to put in her drawer, so she's happy. So you have to think, so it can be a laborious task. It's not easy, especially if you want to get something that's pretty for your countertop. So do take the time. Don't just buy things just because it's there and people have bought it before. Like a lot of people talk about the Muji, have this necklace holder, and it's in a kind of a vertical drawer, and you open the drawer and then you hang all the necklaces in there, like these dainty necklaces. But it's fiddly and painful. And if you're not an organized person naturally, it's going to drive you insane having to open this drawer, unclip your necklace, pin them in. It's just, you're making
a fake. It's too many steps.
It's too many steps. And like, no one's got time for that. I haven't got time for that. And I'm an organizer. Who's going to do that? Just make it as simple and easy as possible for you. So for all these things, as in anything that you have as an organizer, don't buy things that will make it your life more difficult. Especially think about it when you come home from work, when you're tired, or you come home from going out at night. Do you want to be sitting there fiddling and putting things back? It's the same with the earrings. If you either get a box to put them in neatly, those lined padded boxes, or the ones which have little square boxes. You can get these ones to put in the drawer. They're great. So you can just, if the ones with the boxes, you can just literally throw the earrings in there, the sets. But consider how many earrings you have, because some of these ones don't have enough room for if you have too many earrings. So that's the other thing. A great thing to use vertical space is to get stackable jewelry boxes. So you can get them from places like the Container Store and from IKEA. And they're made of, they're fabric lined, so they're quite good. So you can get them. If you have a walk-in closet and you're making a walk-in closet and, you have, a lot of people have these central aisles, central islands, if you have that, if you're making that, think about how much jewelry you have, how much you're going to have in future, and design with the designers based on that, so you can get enough drawers. So you can fit in your bracelets, rings, necklaces, and earrings, as well as anything else. Another thing I have a fabric-lined organizer as well, which my mum has also bought for me a few years ago from Home Center, and that's turned out to be the best thing she bought me. So that fits all my costume jewelry, earrings and rings. And I have a lot of brooches as well. I like collecting brooches. So they've all gone in there. The one other new thing I bought was a watch organizer. So I have quite a few watches that I've had over the years, and they were all just put in a bowl for all these years. You know, they're just all stacked there, and whichever the one is the main one that I wear all the time, that was on top, you know, to reach for. But I got an organizer from Home Center, and it fits 8 watches, and that was more than enough for me. So if you've got just a few watches, that's great. It's not so great if you are a collector of watches. And if you are a collector of watches, you can get a carpenter to make you a custom belt unit for all your watches. So I have seen that with, especially with a lot of gentlemen clients who collect watches, they have, that you can get specially built units or boxes for all the watches and drawers, and you can get ones that wind up your watches. So they're quite cool. But yes, you know, so with anything like this, you have to make sure you have, you buy the right thing for the right amount of jewelry that you have. Another thing that people think about, I've seen like on Pinterest, is getting things to stick on the wall, like hooks. Now, I had hooks. I used to have a bookshelf cabinet, and I put my accessories in there. And there was hooks at the back of this cabinet to put the big chunky necklaces, and that was great. And it was hidden because I had doors of this cabinet, so you couldn't see it much. And it does look pretty on pictures if you do it. Put these hangers on the wall, but think about how many necklaces you can put on it and what it will look like if it gets too cluttered. So it might look nice in the pictures, but that's only a few necklaces. If you've got more than 10 necklaces, it might look a bit messy on your wall. And then also think, if you rent the property, you have to take those hooks off when you move out of the house. So yeah, think about things like that as well. So yeah, so that's my main tips. Places to buy the organizers, as I said, a great starting place is Amazon and the Container Store, which delivers to the UAE and around the world. IKEA have some things, but they're quite long as well. So they fit into the IKEA drawers, they're great, but see if you've actually got the room to fit them into your drawers. Muji have got good ones, and some of them are great, and then you can use them multi-purpose, so you can use them for makeup if you don't use it for jewelry as well, their drawers. And Home Center is another good one, so they have quite a good fabric lined organizers, and that's where I bought my watch one from. So yeah, if you have any suggestions for organizers that you've bought from anywhere, let me know, because it's always good to know if there are any other places to buy good organizers for clients as well.
Yeah, and especially for our international listeners as well, that would be quite helpful, right?
Like, yes.
Yeah, share that with us. Again, you can do that on social media. Just tag Decluttermie. So that's DecluttrMe on all of the social media platforms. Drop us a DM, of course. And you can reach Shalina in case you want your jewelry organized by visiting decluttermie.com. And that's it from us for this week.
Bye.